All right, this is a photo of Donald Trump today on Air Force One. And if you're like me, you're looking at this photo and going, wow, Donald Trump looks like shit. And he had a rally today, practically a rally. It was really like some nonsensical announcement. But, you know, he treats all of those like rallies. And I want to play a few clips for you because Donald Trump is just getting worse and worse and worse by the day. And he's doubling and tripling and quadrupling down on the things that are inevitably going to lead to Republicans getting absolutely crushed in 2026. We've got to talk about all of this. Before we do, though, really quickly, if you're watching this video, you clicked on this channel and you're like, who the hell is this guy? My name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily episode here on the Adam Mockler channel. And so it'd mean a lot if you like these videos, if you enjoy the way I do videos. If you've been watching for the Adam Mockler channel, but you just realized you're not subscribed, make sure you go down below, excuse me, and subscribe to both Adam Mockler and Chris Mowry, my YouTube channel right down below. It goes such a long way. I appreciate each and every one of you. I know Adam feels the exact same way. Make sure you hit like on the video. All the support lately has been overwhelming. We're almost at 2 million subscribers on this channel. Can you believe that? That is nuts. Getting closer and closer every day. You guys are the best. So again, Donald J. Trump, this was posted literally practically 2 hours ago. As I record this, somebody saying this is Trump on Air Force One, really looking great here. The eyes, not orange at all. The eyes aren't swollen at all. Headquarters tweeting, damn, that's crazy. He looks like shit. Well, not wrong about that. Let's play the first clip from Donald J. Trump's event today. He's wearing a hat that says Gulf of America. Just amazing. Let's take a listen.
1 year. Think of it. 1 year, a little bit more than 1 year now. Time flies. Should we do one more term? Do one more term. Well, we're entitled to it because they cheated like hell in the second one. So we would actually be entitled to it. But think of it, the price of eggs is down 60.
Entitled to a third term. Donald Trump. I mean, that's truly so scary. And I know Republicans will be like, oh, people are going to melt down. He's just joking. It's like, words don't mean anything anymore. The office of the presidency is like doesn't mean anything anymore. The bar for a world leader is in the ground, practically. It's in hell. There's no expectation for Donald J. Trump to act any differently than just like your neighbor, your friend, or me or you joking around. I tend to have higher standards for the president of the United States, and that's very obviously concerning for our democracy, considering I literally just posted a video on my page. We got a draft of a 17-page executive order that's been floating around the White House that would declare a national emergency and give Donald Trump unprecedented authority leading up to the 2026 elections. He would be able to like ban all mail-in ballots. In this executive order that, again, I made a video on my YouTube channel about if you want to check it out, it also says that everybody has to re-register for the 2026 elections, re-register to vote. I mean, this is unprecedented stuff as we see the largest expansion of executive authority in history. And it is so scary to think about. I've honestly, when I saw this draft get leaked today, I was like, I feel numb when I think about it. It's weird. Like, I still can't conceptualize the fact that that draft was fully written, 17 pages, has been circulating in the White House, obviously hasn't been signed yet. They haven't said anything about it. But wow, that's, I mean, I can't even imagine. Crazy, crazy times for our democracy. Let's go to the next clip. Take a listen to this.
Congressman Tony Gonzalez is here. Tony, congratulations.
Tony Gonzalez in attendance. Obviously, Gonzalez is the Republican member of Congress who harassed a female staffer into sending him naked pictures. And after he rebuffed her pleas to stop, she set herself on fire and died. I made a video for this channel just the other day about this. And it's so tragic. Tony Gonzalez having an affair with a staffer who was married and then going on to commit suicide, take her own life. Some Republicans have called for his resignation. Others have doubled down and say, we're going to lose our majority because, of course, you know, this is MAGA. It's like, who cares that a woman is dead and a sitting U.S. congressman is sleeping with one of his aides? No, screw all that. What matters most is that we keep our lines in Congress. No decency left anymore. It's absolutely tragic. And what a surprise that Donald Trump, we hear about, you know, we hear Tony Gonzalez's name for the first time from Donald Trump, and he's congratulating him since, you know, this whole thing came out. What a surprise. Of course, Donald Trump wouldn't ask him to resign. Donald Trump is somebody who's been found liable for sexual abuse, liable for defamation, defaming the woman he sexually abused, defaming that woman again, liable for the largest business fraud case in American history. He's obviously a convicted felon. He has tons of allegations. He's covering up the Epstein files. What a surprise. let's take a listen to the next one, because here's the other thing. Donald Trump, as we've talked about many times on this page, is showing signs of such a clear and obvious cognitive decline. And this speech, it's like every single one, whether it was the State of the Union, I practically watched the whole thing, or this, I really call it a rally again. He's apparently talking about energy production, but you're going to see in a second. It's just a rally, and he's just rambling about whatever's on his mind, because the 79-year-old president with bruises on his hands, swelling of his ankles, who's like falling asleep during meetings, is not doing well. Take a listen to this.
I have a policeman. I tell the story. Same guy. I meet him. But he's this wonderful, tough policeman from New York. He's taking good care of us. And he said, "Sir, it's so good. My married life has gotten so much better." Why? My wife thought I was a loser financially. I couldn't make any money because my 401k was dying for years. And now she thinks I'm the smartest financial genius ever. It's made my sex life good. It's made my life good. It's given me a tremendous boost in life, sir. This is a big, tough cop. He said, my wife treated me like a dog, and now she admires my financial genius. And I haven't done anything. My 401k has gone through the roof. So I said, thank you very much.
So first of all, I saw a tweet that said, this is on the Mount Rushmore of things that never happened. And I can't agree with that more. Especially when you look at the polling for something like the economy. October 2024, he's plus 11 on inflation and the economy. That same poll right now, roughly underwater, 27 points. And in every single poll on economy and inflation, it is underwater. It is flipped on its head. Consumer confidence near the lowest ever. Most Americans not feeling very good about things. Inflation still sticking around, still high, has risen, you know, over the last 6 to 8 months, whatever it is, because of Donald Trump's tariffs. This guy's not living in reality, and he's ranting about some conversation I can almost guarantee never took place. But even if I give him the benefit of the doubt, it did take place. Why is the President of the United States ranting about some police officer whose sex life is getting better because his 401k went up? I mean, it drives me so insane. And as I've said on videos many times on this channel, it drives me insane because if Joe Biden ever went on any type of rant like this, the Fox News servers would overheat. You'd see smoke coming out of the headquarters, Fox News New York, Manhattan. What's going on? I say, oh no, it's fine. Everything's okay. The cameras are overheating. The servers are overheating. They're catching fire. They're so hot because they've been running nonstop for 48 hours. Laura Ingraham, Sean Hannity, these people haven't slept. They haven't slept in 48 hours. It's nonstop breaking news coverage of Joe Biden going on some incoherent rant. But Donald Trump does this every day. It makes no sense. So hard to understand, genuinely. I will watch him in full in these interviews or these rallies, and it's so hard to understand. And I said this the other day. Honestly, I'm under the belief now that the clips don't do it justice. They don't. It's so much worse when you listen to it from start to finish. I believe that. It's so much worse. He is hard to listen to. Before I show you one more clip here. This is from the Irish Star. I thought this was funny. From just a week or so ago. Trump told he, quote, looks like death after ditching orange makeup to meet UK politician. Donald Trump appeared far paler than usual as he appeared to ditch his artificial orange tan while meeting with Liz Truss, the UK's shortest serving prime minister. This is the photo. And you may have seen this photo before, but Donald Trump not looking like he spent the hours in the morning to have somebody, multiple people, probably make him orange. But Donald Trump was spotted without his infamous artificial orange complexion as he met with Britain's shortest serving prime minister over the weekend. Quote, right about everything at Real Donald Trump, Liz Truss, who resigned after just 45 days as the UK's leader in 2022, wrote on Twitter as she shared an image of their meeting. Trump could be seen grinning widely, giving thumbs up, etc. Appears to have been taken at Mar-a-Lago. But one element appeared to be missing from the 79-year-old signature look, his tan, and users on social media went insane. Quote, looks like the makeup artist took the weekend off. Somebody noted, quote, he looks so ill. My God, he looks like death there. Somebody else on social media noted. And again, when you go back to just 2016, 2017, 2018, and look at this guy and listen to him, it is stunning how much he is aged, which is true for every president, but especially Donald Trump, because he has always rambled incoherently. He's always been, a little off. He's always been orange, but man, it is different these days. He was asked about Iran right around the same time, right before or after he gave this speech. There's Ted Cruz to his right. Let's take a listen.
Well, they're going. I mean, we're negotiating right now, but they're not getting to the right answer. And we're not going to see people. We're not going to see what's happened for 47 years keep going. 47 years we've been doing this with them. The Obama deal was the worst deal. Nobody ever saw a deal so stupid. Right now, if you did the Obama deal, if that held, if I didn't terminate it, Rand would have a nuclear weapon, and it would be a whole different ballgame. That Obama deal was one of the worst, one of the dumbest deals I've ever seen.
So not only is that not true, but I saw this clip, and it makes me, these type of clips make me so mad, because he was supposed to be, this is what I want to say to any Trump supporters, that he was supposed to be the master negotiator. That's the whole reason you voted for him. Remember, I can stop the Russia-Ukraine war in one day. That's what he said, 24 hours. He said that twice, because all I have to do is pick up the phone. People voted for Donald Trump because of this grandiose promise, this idea that he is the one to get things done. He is the negotiator. He's a businessman who can do things. And when I hear clips of Trump as we're nearing, getting very close to all-out war with Iran, as other conflicts rage throughout the world, and he goes, you know, we're negotiating, but they're not listening, or it's not going the way we want it to. It's like, if this was reversed, if like Joe Biden said this, for example, then all of social media would go, I bet Donald Trump could get it done in one day because he's the negotiator. All he has to do is pick up the phone. The reason you voted for him is he's not a Democrat. He's not a Republican. He's Trump. He's different. He gets it done. We're being run by the stupidest people. The Obama deal is so stupid and so incoherent, but Donald Trump, I guess, can't craft another one? Is he the master negotiator, or is he so bad at deals he can't get them done? I don't understand anymore. And remember, the peace president, the no-wars president, bombed Iran, said Iran's nuclear program was completely decimated. It was just destroyed. It would take years to rebuild. Now, all of a sudden, we're getting very close to going full-out war with Iran because of what? A nuclear program? I thought it was destroyed. These people make no sense. Let's listen to the very last clip here.
Think of it. The price of eggs is down 60%. The cost of chicken, butter, fruit, hotels, automobiles, rent is lower today than it has been in years. And even beef is right now on the way down. It's coming down. It's coming down fast. Prices of almost everything is down.
So a couple things here. Number one, he's doubling down. He's doubling down on things that are hurting him really badly. And it's interesting from a political perspective, the White House can't get him off this because he's not going to go up there and be like, oh, we know, you know, we're changing course. We know things, prices are high. He's a raging narcissist. He only cares about himself. He cares about power, and he will never admit when he's wrong. You've never heard Donald Trump say, I'm sorry, at least not in a serious sense. And so he's doubling down on things that aren't working, claiming prices are down when they're not. I also think this clip is great example of cognitive decline, because I mean, that what an interesting list. Chicken, egg, butter, fruit, hotel, automobiles. Wow. It's just boom, boom, everything's down. And he said, and even ground beef is way down. I just want to point out, I actually buy beef pretty regularly. I will buy a pound of ground beef, 90% lean, 10%, maybe 93.7, 85, 15, whatever. It is more expensive for me right now than it's ever been at the cheapest grocery stores. I was looking the other day at 93.7 ground beef. That was $14 a pound, or like 13, roughly. I was like, if I got three of those to have in my fridge for, you know, however long, that's 40 bucks. If it's 13, close, getting close. I mean, that's insane. And also some of this grammar here, let's listen to the end of this real quick.
And even beef is right now on the way down.
Beef right now is on the way down. All right, Donald Trump. Listen, let me know what you think of all this in the comments down below. I really appreciate you sticking through this video with me and listening to this rambling nightmare. One day at a time, make sure you are registered to vote. Check out my YouTube channel down below and Adam Mockler's. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily episode here on the Adam Mockler channel. I appreciate each and every one of you. Have a great rest of your weekend. Try to do something relaxing away from politics if you get the opportunity. I'm proud of you. I will see you in the next video.